you will recall I spoke to Elizabeth Farrelly the other day about the whole question of mining, agricultural land, water, public health. The response has been amazing. And I did a sort of a Ray Hadley and around the grounds, except that unlike Ray going around the grounds, I went around the state. And it is impossible to believe that any government could allow this to happen. So I've got to give them the benefit of the doubt in New South Wales and say it's just ignorance. Because everywhere you turn, mining has caused significant disturbance towards water and water quality. Gloucester, we know. At Menangle and Appin, BHP Billiton are there. There is subsidence of the Nepean Riverbed. Springvale in the Blue Mountains, though Rob Stokes has done something about that in the last 24 hours, salt released by the mine into the Cox's River. That feeds our water supply. The Clarence Colliery in the Blue Mountains, a mining wall has collapsed along the Wallangambie River in the Blue Mountains. How is it that I'm the only one who does anything about this? In Wollongong, the Cataract Dam. Massive potential impacts on water quality of the Cataract Reservoir. That feeds into our water supply. Sutton Forest in the Southern Highlands, the contamination of aquifers around Berrima. A major potential concern. Warranora, the Waratah River at Warranora, is interfered with by longwall coal mining taking place on the Waratah Rivulet, which flows into the Warranora Dam. The rivulet has been drained dry. Mandalong at Lake Macquarie, environmentally hazardous water pollution from a Centennial coal operation in Lake Macquarie. Allegations that pollution exceeds water quality guidelines. The Environmental Protection Authority's done nothing. Government, forget them. Doyleson on the Central Coast, possible water contamination from the Munmorah Colliery and the Munmorah Power Station. Bentley on the North Coast, mining beautiful country west of Lismore. The Bylong Valley, they want to mine all the valley for coal, South Korea. The Palerang Council, that's near Braidwood, near Canberra. They're fighting the use of, can you believe it, cyanide in a gold mine amidst fears of contamination and the impact on downstream agricultural and fishing industries. The Dendrobium mine west of Wollongong, BHP will operate 5 of 10 longwall extractions. They didn't submit a completed groundwater impact study. And then, of course, the Liverpool Plains, and you know that, the impossible. And I spoke recently to Michael Williams, a resident of Bridge Street, Thirlmere, where he argues not only have the Thirlmere Lakes been damaged, but there's damage to their homes in Bridge Street. Glencore. They have a lobbyist for the state government in this fellow, Photios. Where does this end? Now we learn of a missing 212 tonnes of contaminated waste from a former coal seam gas drilling operation in the Hunter Valley, and an Environmental Protection Authority report written in 2013 said the waste was transported to a, quote, composting business, which wasn't licensed to take it, sparking concerns by the EPA, quote, it was not being disposed of in an environmentally friendly and proper manner. Well, Jeremy Buckingham, the Upper House MLC, has called on the EPA and AGL to locate the 212 tonnes of coal seam gas waste that's just gone missing. Jeremy Buckingham, good morning.
Good morning, Alan.
It's even worse than this because, isn't it, the AGL dockets are understood to show the destination for the waste was Better Grow Proprietary Limited, but Better Grow say we never received the waste.
Well, that's exactly right, Alan. It's a farce and a scandal. It's completely unacceptable. It's taken me 2 years to actually get the documentation off AGL, off the EPA, and that documentation that I got under a Freedom of Information Act, that reveals that 212 tonnes of highly toxic waste has just disappeared, and I think that's completely unacceptable.
Beyond belief.
I'm calling on Mike Baird and Minister Speakman to launch an inquiry to find where this waste is gone, because there's an indication.
And have they responded?
They have not at this stage, Alan, and I'll be raising it in Parliament, but there's an indication, Alan, that this waste may have just been illegally dumped. We need to make sure that we control this industry, we stop this industry, and we do do not use our environment as a toxic waste dump for this unnecessary industry.
Well, hang on. The chief scientist in her report said that the coal seam gas industry should only proceed in New South Wales if appropriate measures are in place to manage the large volumes of toxic wastewater and salt which it produces. Those processes are not in place.
They are not. The government has done nothing to implement the chief scientist's recommendations. Reasonable people, farmers, environmentalists, everyday Australians are saying you cannot use our environment as a toxic waste dump. This industry was going to produce vast quantities and there was never ever a plan for the salt, for the fracked fluid, for the drilling muds. And here
None.
We see AGL have signed over...
Someone's telling lies here, because AGL dockets apparently show that the destination for their waste was Better Grow Proprietary Limited. But this Craig Hogarth from Better Grow said that they had taken a conscious decision not to take any coal seam gas waste, even if they were licensed to. He said they had never been contacted by the EPA. He said, we are not a composting business. So AGL reckon they've got dockets. Has someone doctored the dockets?
Well, AGL needs to come clear that as a corporate citizen in this state, they've got a responsibility to come clean, to get to the bottom of where their waste went to. And I do believe that someone's not telling the truth in this, and it's incumbent on the government to intervene. They've launched an inquiry into the debacle at Williamstown. The EPA have lost, the community have lost the confidence in the EPA to regulate our environment, and we need to get the minister.
But where is the 212? Where is it?
Well, it
that's the point.
Alan, you get a $1,000 fine for dropping a cigarette butt.
Yeah.
And AGL can just disappear 212 tonnes of potentially highly toxic waste into our environment. Is it in our drinking water catchment? Have they spread it on a farm? Has it been illegally done?
And are people telling lies? AGL says, oh, it went to this outfit. Well, they are unlicensed, and Better Grow, the crowd allegedly to which it was taken, say, we've never received it.
That's exactly right. And the only reason this information has come to light is because there's people in the community fighting for the information to reveal it, and it was resisted for 2 years.
That's right.
AGL resisted.
Well, this poor bugger here fights you. Well, you're the bloke who fights. This poor coot here fights for it, and no one else. But just coming back to the point, Mary O'Kane, the chief scientist, said that the coal seam gas industry should only proceed if New South Wales has appropriate measures in place to manage the large volumes of toxic wastewater and salt which it produces. Those measures aren't in place. The stop should be put to the coal seam gas industry now.
Absolutely, Alan. And the Minister, Roberts, said that they would implement a new regime. They said they had the best practices in the world. Well, that's not true. I believe, so many people believe, that you cannot control this industry. You turn your back, they do the wrong thing, and it'll happen again and again and again. That's why the community said no at Bentley. They've said no at Camden. Reasonable people say we do not need this industry.
Okay, well, you keep in touch with us. We have to find 212 tonnes of coal seam gas waste that's gone missing. That should concern someone, surely to God, in Macquarie Street. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Alan.
Jeremy Buckingham.